My uncle, Brother Savage, was preaching a camp meeting in Bristow, Oklahoma. And a few thousand people there. And Sister Savage, my aunt, was singing, and she asked him to help her sing. And they sang that night, and when they got done and he preached and he got done, after service, one of his friends, one of the other preachers, came up to him and said, "Brother Savage, I didn't know that you could sing." Brother Savage said, "You didn't?" He said, "No, sir, and now I know you can't." And well, now you know. Amen. Now you know. And I am not a singer, but I am a pastor's kid. And as a preacher's kid, you just didn't have options. You were required to sing. That was part of it. And so when I get nervous, I sing. It calms me down. Amen. Because I was singing a long time before I was preaching. And I told Ryan something about singing calms me down, and he didn't seem to think that I get nervous, Brother Chad, but I still do. And I'm almost 50 years old and been preaching for over 30 years and still get nervous, amen, because this is a sacred desk, and everything that I say I will be held accountable for one day, amen, amen. I do appreciate the opportunity to be here, and appreciate Brother Chris Horton, and always enjoy hearing him sing, wonderful singing voice. And I believe tonight was the first time that I could pick Sister Cammie's voice. Is that right? Is that her name? Out. And I believe, does she sing alto? Is that what she sings? And I enjoyed it. I really did. I heard her and Sister Lisa, and I know Sister Lisa's voice, sang with her many times. And but anyway, I have enjoyed the service thus far. And what a wonderful day for Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We've been blessed with wonderful weather. And God is so good and faithful to us. Amen. It's good to see some that I don't know, and many that I do know here tonight. And y'all don't hold it against me if I tell you that Chad's my brother-in-law. And y'all don't set on me or anything like that. But we claim him periodically. And but anyway, but no, we appreciate everyone that's here tonight. If you turn with me in your Bibles, the book of Psalms chapter 56. And I've got a pretty loud voice, so I don't want to, as one preacher said, I want to bless you and not blast you. And so anyway, make sure I'm not blasting anybody, please, tonight. Amen. Psalms chapter 56, ever since Pastor Horton asked me to preach tonight a few weeks ago, I've been praying and thinking on this service, and I would love to preach a sermon that would have you shouting and running the aisles, and that's not what God gave me tonight, but he did give me a simple thought, and I feel like this is what he would have me to preach to you about tonight. Amen. Psalms chapter 56. We're going to begin reading in verse 1, Psalms chapter 56, verse 1. "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Amen. Let me read that again. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, your spirit that we felt. We ask you, Lord, that you would anoint each word that I say and that you'd touch some heart, minister to some life by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Verse 3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Amen. Fear is a thing that grips most of us. There's very few people that don't have a certain amount of fear in their life at some time or another. I don't claim to be afraid of a whole lot of things, but there are still times that I feel fear. Can you say amen? I believe that I'm a pretty stout guy and a big guy, and don't we all of us guys think that, right? Amen. We're manly men and all these things, but there are still times, amen, even though we may be sheltering inside and even though we may not be showing anybody, amen, exactly how we feel, amen, but still yet somewhere down inside, amen, of every man, woman, boy, and girl, amen, there's a portion of fear, amen, that tends to rise up, amen, and here Psalmist David is writing, and he says, what time, amen, that I am afraid, amen, God, I, amen, will trust in you, amen, when the waters are raging, amen, when the storms are blowing, amen, when it seems like everything, amen, that can go wrong is going wrong, amen, still yet, I will trust in thee. Amen. A few years ago, 2007 exact, we were over at Brother Travis Martin's church on a Sunday night. We were heading back home. And on the way home, at that time they had that Burger King out in the middle of the turnpike over there with the gas station. I had, most of y'all know Dustin Mullen. He comes to church here, I believe. And Dustin is my nephew, and so Dustin was with us, and his little sister Sheila was with us, and Ryan, of course, and my wife Michelle. We were heading back home, and they were just little kids, and they were hungry. They wanted to stop and get something to eat, and it was storming. And I'm a chicken farmer. And I was wanting to get home to the chicken houses and make sure everything was all right and make sure the generators kick on if we lose power and all that stuff. But they wanted to eat, and so we whipped into that Burger King, and I'm not the most patient man. Y'all bear with me. Amen. I'm not the most patient man in the world, Brother Chad. And so I placed the order for the kids and myself. And we was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm getting more impatient. And I'm griping and I'm complaining about this supposed to be a fast food place. And it's taking so long and all of these things. You see, what I'm trying to let you understand is God knows what he's doing even when we don't. Amen. Are you understanding me? Amen. So they finally brought our food. Amen. About that time it began to hail. Amen. So I said, well, I'm not going to head out. And I pulled around and pulled underneath the pavilion there and waited a little while and the hail subsided and pulled out and got onto the turnpike. Had much more and got onto the turnpike. And there we met a highway patrol heading the wrong direction coming to meet us on the highway. Amen. With his lights going. Amen. Saying, turn around. Amen. There's tornadoes on the ground. Turn around. Amen. We went back to that place. Amen. They herded us all into the restrooms. Amen. That's the safe place. Amen. And you better believe. Amen. As that highway patrolman said, there's 5 tornadoes on the ground. And they're all heading this direction. Amen. People, Brother Chad, that wasn't Christians. Amen. People that didn't look like they'd ever went to church. Amen. They'd obviously not been that day. Amen. They are all in there.
Amen. But all together, I heard somebody say, we need to pray. Amen. And I begin to hear voices. Amen. As they lifted up. Amen. Crying out to God. Amen. You understand me. Amen. There's times that we face fear. Amen. But in those fearful times, we've got a God. Amen. That we can turn to. Amen. Some have said, I. Amen. We'll trust in thee.
Amen. Matthew chapter 14. It tells a very familiar story. Y'all bear with me. I won't preach a long time tonight. But Matthew 14, it talks about trust. And Jesus here, we know the story of how that he parted the loaves and the fishes, and he blessed them. He break them and he passed them out. But verse 27, he had just got done performing that great miracle that we read about. And the Bible says in verse 27, straightway Jesus spake unto them saying, wait a minute. Verse 22, I'm sorry. Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship to go before him and to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. When he had sent the multitude away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, or they were fearful, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway, verse 27, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Amen. Be not afraid. Amen. Now, y'all remember this story, right? Amen. And as soon as he says that, Peter says, Master, if it be you, amen, bid me to come. Amen. Y'all remember that? Amen. And so there, amen, Jesus says, come. Amen. Peter stepped out of that boat. Amen. Right on the water. Amen. How many of us know, amen, you can't walk on water? Amen. You just absolutely cannot walk on water. Amen. I don't care. Amen. If it's not frozen, you can't walk on it. Amen. It was a raging sea. Amen. But he stepped out of the boat. Amen. Kept his eyes on Jesus. Amen. And he began to walk. Amen. But the Bible said after a little while, amen, the waves were boisterous. Amen. And he began to become fearful. Amen. And the Bible said he began to slip under the waves. And he done the one thing that was the most important thing, amen, that he could ever do. He said, Master, amen, save me. And the Bible said immediately that Jesus took him up. Amen. And they were in the ship. Amen. And he said, why? Amen. Do you have so little faith? Amen. What he was saying was, why wasn't you trusting me? Amen. Even in the midst of your problem, amen, when you don't know what to do, amen, you can still trust him. Amen. I want to preach to you just a little while on trust is a must. Trust is a must. Amen. Back in the early 90s, I was preaching revival before I even got married, maybe 91, 92. And preaching revival in Kansas City. And that was back, Brother Chris, before the cell phones. That was back before Google. And you couldn't just look anything up that you wanted to with the cell phone back then. And so I found out where the local library was. And I went to the local library and began to study. And I can't even remember what I was studying on. But I came across a story. And this story told of a happening of a ship, a cruise liner ship. Amen. That was a ship that many people was on. And on this ship, amen, somehow or another, amen, they came in contact with the reef, and it cut a place into the ship.
And it was sometime in the midst of the night. And people was on the ship, and they were having a big time, and some were dancing, some were gambling. Amen. Some was partying, some was just relaxing. Amen. But this captain and his men were the only ones, amen, that knew about this tragedy that was fixing to take place. Amen. And they ignored what is called the Birkenhead drill. Amen. That Birkenhead drill has one thing. Amen. Women and children first. Amen. That's the drill. Amen. Women and children first. Amen. But you see, they ignored it. Amen. They let the lifeboats down. Amen. And they begin to flee the ship. Amen. But I'm come to tell somebody. Amen. Even though there may be times. Amen. That there's captains in this life. Amen. That abandon ship. Amen. And they don't do their duty. Amen. I'm here to tell somebody. Amen. That the captain of your soul. Amen. If you'll put your trust. Amen. And your confidence in God. Amen. No matter what comes. Amen. No matter what goes. Amen. We've got a captain. Amen. That will never abandon. Amen. Ship. Amen. You can trust him. Amen. Trust is at a premium in this generation. Somewhat of a lonely word in this culture. We no longer shake hands in trust that a job will be completed. Brother Sanderson has been doing sheetrock for a long time. There's no doubt probably at some point in his work, he probably at some point didn't even have insurance on his job sites. At some point, he probably might even scribble out what that the estimate was on just a notepad and hand it to somebody and shake their hand and say, I'll be back to do the job on such and such day. And they shook your hand, Brother Sanderson, amen, and said, that sounds good to me. Amen. There was a time that's how business was done. Amen. My dad was a roofing contractor all my life. Amen. I don't ever remember my dad having insurance on his business. Amen. He'd shake somebody's hand, amen, and give them his word. I'll do the job. Amen. If there's any problems, you call me. Amen. I'll fix the problems. Amen. It was just simply a handshake. Amen. No longer can you do that. Amen. We're living in a generation. Amen. Where there is no trust. Amen. Politicians make promises. Amen. That you and I and they know. Amen. They will never keep. Amen. Men and women stand before God. Amen. And a congregation and a pastor and say, I will until death. Amen. Do us part. Amen. When in the back of their mind they know, amen, as soon as trouble comes, amen, they're going to run for the hills. Amen. We're living in a generation, amen, that doesn't have trust anymore. Amen. Everywhere you go, amen, people are doing things, amen, to cause mistrust. Amen. Children are told by parents, amen, I'm going to be here for you. Amen. But as soon as trouble comes, amen, daddy splits or mama splits, amen, and they leave them children abandoned. Amen. But I'm here to tell somebody, amen, that we've got a God, amen, that said in the midst of your troubles, you can trust me, amen, when things are going bad, amen, when things are going wrong, amen, you can put your confidence and your trust in me. Amen. No wonder we have trust issues with all the things that are going wrong. I took over the roofing business after my dad quit. I was told by many people more than once until I wised up, yeah, I will pay you as soon as the job's done. And they didn't pay. Many did. The ones that didn't most of the time, Brother Chris, were the ones that could afford to and just wouldn't most of the time. Amen. The worst gouging I ever got as a roofing contractor came from a lawyer that taught law at the University of Arkansas, and his wife was a lawyer for Tyson Foods. Amen. Well, amen. They knew how to fight it. Amen. And so they said they had some sort of argument with the contractor, the main contractor that built the place. So they didn't pay nobody. Amen. You talking about mistrusting somebody. Amen. It wasn't long after that job, I began to require half payment up front. Amen. Whenever the shingles are delivered, amen, you pay for the shingles. You pay for the material. Amen. You know why I began to do that? Amen. Because somebody had taken me and I couldn't trust them any longer. Amen. Are y'all understanding? I'm telling you, amen, we're living in a time, amen, of trust issues, amen, and the next thing you know, amen, those things with the trust issues, amen, out in the world, amen, they carry into the marriage, into the family, and the next thing you know, they carry from the family into the church, amen, and nobody trusts, amen, the preacher or the congregation any longer, amen, we're living in a time, amen, with trust issues. But I'm here to tell somebody, amen, you can put your confidence and trust in God. Amen. Amen. Never once will he let you down. James chapter 4 said you have not because you ask not. My son just turned 17 this past week, and I'm 48, so I was 31 when Ryan was born. And I remember, Ryan's a big boy now, he's 6'2", and he's definitely grown out of being small, but he was so tiny when he was born, only weighed 6 pounds and 4 ounces, and when he came home from the hospital, he was down to 6'2". And I remember coming home, and Brother Chris, I was constantly wanting to feed that boy. Constantly. He's got to be hungry. And I'd get worried if he didn't want to eat. Brother Chad, every time I'd stick that bottle in his mouth, he meant something must be wrong with him. He meant Sister Michelle would take him to the pediatrician, and pediatrician say when he gets hungry, he'll let you know he's hungry. He's fine. He's growing just fine. Everything's all right. Amen. But I was worried that he wasn't growing. Amen. We're living in a time that we don't trust things. Amen. But you know what Jesus said? Amen. If you desire something, amen, ask me for it. Amen. You understand me? Amen. Ask me for it. Amen. And I will provide it. Amen. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Amen. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask, amen, in faith believing, amen, it shall be done. Amen. Matthew 17, 20. Amen. Jesus said, if we have, amen, faith as a grain of mustard seed, amen, we can speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed and cast into the depth of the sea, and it shall be done. Amen. I want somebody, amen, to understand before I leave here tonight, amen, that we've got a God. Amen, that when he speaks the word, amen, it shall be done. Amen. I was about 10 years old. And we coon hunted quite a bit. Everybody did, it seemed like, back then. Very few do anymore. I've not been coon hunting in 30 years. I know, that's a shame. We coon hunted quite a bit, and we had coon dogs. Brother Joe had this old coon hound. He's this young coon hound, actually. His name was Buck. We called him Old Buck. But Buck, he was my coon dog. Dad had dogs, Rodney had dogs, but I had Buck. He was a purebred walker hound, and he was still in training. One night we went out hunting. We hunted till way late in the night. We could hear the dogs way off in the distance. We hunted up on the mountain not very far from the house. Finally, it was time that we needed to go home. We had school the next day. Dad had work the next day. We began to holler for the dogs. We hollered and we hollered for the dogs. Finally, old Red came back. Traveler came back. Buck didn't come back. Buster came back. Buck didn't come back. After waiting a long time, Dad said, son, we got to go to the house. We can't wait all night for him. I said, let's just wait a little while longer. Dad said, we got to go to the house. He'll find his way home. It's just down the hill just a ways. And so we went on home. Y'all bear with me. Went on home. A day went by. Buck didn't come home. 2 days. 3 days turned into a week. A week turned into 2 weeks. 2 weeks turned into 3 weeks, and that dog still had not come home. 4 weeks came by. Dad had always taught us faith. My dad was a preacher as well. He had always taught us believing and trusting God. Isn't it something when your kids begin to trust Him more than you do? Huh? Because as a 10-year-old kid, when your parents tell you, Matthew 17 says, you can speak to the mountain and say for it to be removed and cast into the depth of the sea. They simply think in their mind of a mountain picked up, sheared off, and put out in the midst of the sea. That's just a childlike faith. Amen. And so I begin to pray at 4 weeks. I mean earnestly pray, as earnestly as a 10-year-old child can pray. God, send old Buck home. And I was praying that prayer. And that night, I spoke to my dad and I said, Dad, guess what? I've been praying all day and Buck is coming home tonight. That dog been gone over 30 days. He was gone. Amen, Dad, to hear my dad tell the story now, Brother Chris, he said all of a sudden he began to backtrack a little bit. Son, now listen, son. It's not always God's will. You ever done that? Try to figure things out on your own? Huh? Now son, because Dad said in the back of his mind, Brother Chad, he knew that dog had to be dead. He has not came home in over 30 days. He's out there somewhere dead in a trap. He may have been killed. The dog's not coming back. But he said, I looked at him as plain as could be. And I said, no, Dad. I prayed about it and Buck is coming home tonight. Dad said, boy, he was worried, Brother Chris, to say the least. And I can understand now that I'm 48 years old why he would be. But I guess I went to bed that night and went to sleep. Somewhere about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Dad heard the other dogs begin to make all kinds of noise and barking and carrying on. They were caged up and behind the house. And he got up to check. We lived out in the country at Dutch Mills, Arkansas. He got up and he turned on the front porch light and he opened up the window. And when he did, he said, there sat the skinniest, the most depressing looking hound dog. Looking up at him. There sat Buck. He come running into my bedroom. He said, he flipped on the light and he said, son. And he said, I sat straight up in bed and said, Buck's home. Buck's home. He said, yeah, Buck's home. You understand what I'm trying to tell you. If you've got faith, enough in God, I'm not a blab it, grab it. Name it, claim it. But I believe. The word of God said, trust me. Whatever problems, whatever situations, whether it be your health, whether it be your wealth, no matter what it is, we've got a God, that we can trust in. Amen. I promised you I wouldn't preach long. And I love this church. I don't see a clock. So I absolutely have no idea what time I started or what time it even is now. At my church, we got one right back there so they can watch it the whole time. And a smaller one back there where I can barely see it. Mark 10 tells a story of a man. We simply know him as Blind Bartimaeus. He's struggling.
Brother Savage, my uncle. Brother Ryan, you mentioned this on Friday night. Brother Savage told the story of Mel Torre whenever the great Indonesian evangelist, first time he came to the United States, he looked around and he saw so much sin and depravity, wrong. And he said, "What in the world's going on?" And then he came to the conclusion, the reason, amen, America is in this condition that it is because they've been blessed beyond measure. And they have no need to trust God. Hello? Amen. But you understand, in Mark chapter 10, there wasn't all the systems that we have in today's world. They didn't have a welfare system that Brother Bartimaeus could sign up on and be carried along. They didn't have a disability system. And I'm not preaching against these things if they're needed. Hello? Amen. I preach against abusing these things. Amen. Y'all's pastor does too, I can guarantee you. Amen. But I believe it. I have no problem with the system. I thank God that we have these things to help folks out. But they didn't have those things in that day. Amen. If you were blind, you simply went to the roadside. Amen. And you ask of alms of people. Amen. And those people would come by and they'd place an alm there in your pan. And it was enough to buy you bread and get you something to drink and sustain you. Amen. Until a little further along. Amen. But one day, amen, this blind man named Bartimaeus heard, amen, that this man called Jesus was passing by. Amen. Y'all remember the story in Mark 10. Amen. He began to say, "Jesus, amen, thou son of David, have mercy, amen, on me. Amen. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. You know what they begin to do? Shush. Amen. Hush up. Amen. He don't have time for you. Amen. But you understand. Amen. He had already heard, amen, of this man called Jesus, and what he could do, and what he had done. Amen. So he trusted. Amen. If I can only get the attention of Jesus, amen, he'll change things. Amen. When Jesus heard him, he called for him. Amen. Y'all know the story. He touched blind Bartimaeus' eyes. Amen. And all of a sudden, blind Bartimaeus, amen, became a working member of society. Amen. That's a fact. Amen. All of a sudden, he became productive in society. Amen, because Jesus had came on the scene. Amen, I'm fixing to wrap this up. I was just a baby. Brother Chris, if you won't be thinking of a song. I was just a baby. We lived in DeSoto, Texas. That's right there on the outskirts of Dallas. Our pastors at that time, that was before my dad had even started preaching. Our pastors was Brother L.D. and Shirley Savage, which is my aunt and uncle. They were pastoring a small little church, and Brother Savage had started the church. He was working full-time himself, but paying all the bills of the church, trying to get it off the ground. Had been doing a building project and was pretty much putting everything that he had back into the church. They didn't have much. Dad was working a job, and they'd went grocery shopping that Friday evening after he got off work. And Mom says, "Why don't we take a couple grocery bags over to Aunt Shirley and Uncle Lindsay as we get ours?" So they begin to get the essentials that they thought of. They put them in a couple grocery sacks. That was back when it was sacks. They started off toward the Savages. And Mom said, "I want to go the country route." So they went through the country. There was a little paved road that they were following that outskirted Dallas, Texas. They were traveling through that little paved country road. They're driving down the road, and there sat a sack, a paper sack, right in the middle of the road. They went past it, and the sack didn't turn over, and it didn't blow. Dad said, "There's something inside that sack." Mom says, "Back up and see what it is." Dad backed up and he looked down in that sack and he said, well, it's a whole sack of groceries. Must have fallen out of the back of someone's pickup. Mom says, well, get it. We'll take it to the Savages too. So he got it and he put it in the trunk of the car. Drove on to the Savage's house. Dad got out the two sacks that he and Mom had paid for. And then he got out that third sack. I went inside the house and set them on the counter. Mom told Aunt Shirley the story of them buying the two sacks and then on the way finding that sack. Aunt Shirley began to unload that sack that they found in the middle of the road. And as she began to unload it, she began to weep and she began to cry. Amen. Mom said, what's wrong, Aunt Shirley? Amen. Well, amen, as she was reaching down, amen, there's a loaf of bread. Amen, she placed it on the side. Amen, she reached a little further. Amen, and there's a jar. Amen, that's back when they were glass jars. Amen, a jar of peanut butter. Amen, and there's a jar of jelly. Amen, both of them right in the bottom of the sack. Amen, not a crack one. Amen, Aunt Shirley began to praise God and begin to worship. Mom said, what's wrong? Amen, she said, just today, amen, Ricky and Randy, that was her two little boys, amen, were saying, Mama, we'd like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Amen, Mama said, hey, amen, we don't have no peanut butter and we don't have no jelly. Amen, but guess what? Amen, the God we serve, amen, heard those cries, amen, and provided. Amen, can I tell you that we've got a God, amen, that no matter what you're facing, amen, no matter what you're facing tomorrow, amen, you can still, amen, learn to trust him. I'm going to tell one more story as I close. Brother Leon Buzzard. He's been dead and gone for several years now. But his widow is way up in years and she'll still come to our youth rallies periodically. So I went to her back a few years ago and I wanted to confirm this story. I'd heard it for many years. She confirmed it for me. But the story goes that they were pastoring a small little church. The car broke down. Brother Leon Buzzard, he was working a job and he was having to walk to work because the car was broke down. At that time, they had about half a dozen kids. Had nothing. Got up for work that morning, Brother Leon said. He started out the door. Sister Buzzard said, she's crying. He said, honey, what's wrong? She said, Leon, I just want an egg. That's all I want. I just want an egg. I'd like to fry some eggs. We ain't have any eggs in the refrigerator. But Leon said he walked out the door and he felt so terrible. He said all the way to work he walked and he cried and he prayed and he said, God, I'm simply doing what you asked me to do. I'm just preaching your word. God, I know I'm not the best preacher and I'm not doing the greatest. But God, you see my family sitting at home and we only have an egg in the refrigerator. God, could you just provide an egg for my wife? He said he walked home that night before he got in the door. He heard his wife and she was really crying this time. And he thought, oh Lord, what's wrong now? He said that was the first thought that came to his mind. What's wrong now? But he walked on in the house. He said she was weeping. He said, honey, what's wrong? He said she just kept pointing in the refrigerator, toward the refrigerator. He said, look, go look. He said he walked in there and he opened up that refrigerator door. And he began to count. One dozen. Two dozen. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 dozen, 10, 11, 12, 27 dozen eggs. Are y'all hearing me? 27
dozen eggs. He said he began to weep, and he walked back in there and he said, "What in the world has been going on?" She said, "All day long, people just been stopping by and said, we just felt like bringing y'all some eggs." Amen. One after another. Amen. Stopping by. Amen. With eggs. Amen. Brother Leon Buzzard said, "I knew, amen, that God was big, and I knew I could trust him. Amen. But if I'd have known he was going to provide like that, I'd have been praying for T-bone steak." Amen. Can I tell you, amen, that no matter what comes, amen, no matter what goes, amen, we've got a God, amen, that you can trust and depend upon. Let's stand. You got to understand something. You've got to learn to trust him. I deal with people all the time, Brother Cody, that just can't believe that God would care enough about them to hear their prayer. Are you hearing me? I just can't believe that God would. But trusting God don't just simply mean trusting him for an egg, though we've got to do that too. And it don't just mean trusting him. See, my son's 17, Brother Chad, and now he's got his own pickup and he's off driving by himself. Amen. Let me tell you, I don't like it. Amen. I'm an overprotective dad. I've got Life 360 on his phone and I'm checking it all the time. Amen. I want to keep tabs on that boy. Where's he at? Amen. Is he making progress? Amen. Is his truck still moving? Amen. But not only do you have to trust him, amen, for your finances. Amen. Not only do you have to trust him for your children. Amen. Not only you have to trust him, amen, to keep your marriage and family together. Amen. You got to trust, amen, that he loves you enough. Amen. That he saved you. Amen. That he'll keep you. Amen. Don't allow the devil and the enemy to work on your mind. Amen. God loves you. Same. Romans 5 and 8 so sweet, says that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Are you hearing me? When we were untrustworthy, amen, when we were unlovable, amen, when we didn't deserve it, amen, God still, amen, sent his son, amen, so that you and I, amen, might be saved.
How I proved him more and more, Jesus, Jesus, precious.
Heads bowed, eyes closed. As they say,
grace to trust him.
I promise you this message is for somebody. I've felt it for 3 weeks straight. To tell somebody, trust him. I don't know what you're having trouble trusting him for. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe you're battling mind games with the enemy. Amen. But I've come here to tell somebody. Amen. Lay aside. Amen. Your thought process. Amen. And trust in God. If you're here tonight, you've been battling with the enemy in your mind. Maybe nobody else knows it. Just you. I'm going to do something different. I'd like us to come around this front, stand, and raise our hands toward heaven. Amen. And let God know we're trusting in you. Amen. It don't matter that things may already have seemed as if they've fallen apart. Amen. We're putting our trust in you. Amen. We're putting our confidence in you. Amen. Our health may be seeming to be falling apart. Amen. But we're trusting in you. Amen. Our marriage may seem to have fallen apart. But we're trusting in you. Our finances may have seemed to have fallen apart. But God, we're going to trust in you. Come on, church, let's gather in. One time I'm afraid, I'll trust in you. Trustworthy Savior.
I learned to trust thee.
When you were unlovable, he loved you. When you didn't deserve it, I mean, he gave his life a ransom for you.
That thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus,
you don't know my situation. You don't understand what I'm going through. Oh, it's different than anybody else. Amen. What time I'm afraid, I'll trust in him. Amen. When I don't know where to go, I'll trust in him. Amen. When everything's falling apart, I will trust in him.
Upon his promise, just to know the saith the Lord. How I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. And I'm so glad I've learned to trust.
That he would die. But guess what? On the third day, amen, he'd come back victorious. Amen. Y'all know what today is? Amen. You can trust him. Amen. Because on that third day, amen, as the ground began to tremble, amen, all of a sudden, amen, death had to let him loose. Amen. Hell had to turn him loose. Amen. He came forth, amen, victorious. Amen. So that you can trust him.
Trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove.
One more time together. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. We sing, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Can we lift our hands and just thank Him for this day? Father, we worship You, oh God. Thank You that we can trust You, God, with everything. You glad that we can trust Him with everything? It's been a great day. Amen. Shake hands. Be friendly with one another. Appreciate Brother Rusty for bringing us the word tonight. Glad to have him in service with you. God bless you. Have a good week.